Masechta Shkolim, Perek Hei Mishnah Hei. We learned previously that when someone wanted to purchase Nesachim for his carbon from the Beis HaMikdash, he would pay Yoichanan. Yoichanan would give him a token, and he would take the token to Achia. So the Mishnah says, what happens if Misha Avad Mimenu Chaysamai, if somebody lost his token? So he bought the token from Yoichanan, and he lost it before giving it to Achia. So what would happen? So the Mishnah says, Mamtinin Loi Ad HaEref, we make him wait until the evening. In the evening time, we mentioned in Mishnah Dalet that Yoichanan and Achia would compare tokens to money to see if the exact amount of money matched the amount of tokens. And the Mishnah says, "Im matzul kidei chaysamai," if they found that Yoichanan had extra money which corresponded to the lost coin, meaning he tried to match up Yoichanan, that is, tried to match up the money that he had with the tokens that Achia had, and if he saw that he had extra money, so which equal the value of this missing coin, nice and light. So then they would trust this guy that he was him that lost it, and they would give him the Nesachim for his token. And the Rambam says that it had to match exactly. It couldn't be a little bit extra money or a little bit less money. It had to match exactly the missing amount corresponding to the value of what he would have paid. And if it didn't match exactly, the Mishnah says there was no, he had no recourse, and he would have to pay again for a new token. And they wrote the date on the tokens that they gave out, because of liars, because the possibility that someone would lose their token and then someone else would find it and try to use it the following day or the following week. So in this way, to avoid that, they would write the date to prevent this possibility from happening. Mishnah says, "Shtei l'shachos hayu b'migdash." There were two rooms, two chambers in the Beis HaMikdash where they would collect. Now this is going to be besides, we're going to learn in the next perek, that there were a bunch of boxes that people would drop donations into for different purposes. But this Mishnah says, besides those 13 collection boxes, there were also two rooms. What was the purpose of the two rooms, says the Mishnah? Achas lishkas chashoyin. One was called the chamber of the private chamber, or like the discreet chamber. The achas lishkas ha-kelim, and one was called the room, the chamber of kelim. What was the purpose? So the Mishnah says, Lishkas Chashoyin, the private chamber was, what was the purpose? Yirei Chet, so God-fearing people, Noisnil L'soicha B'chashay. They would privately, very discreetly, put money into it. So basically do Matan B'seiser. And then Va'aniyim B'nei Toivim, and then you had poor people who came from upper-class families. So they were very prominent families. So obviously, if you had a poor person from a prominent family, it was embarrassing for him to publicly collect tzedakah. So what would he do? Misparnasim mitoicha b'chashay. So privately, discreetly, he would take money from this chamber. So that very successfully, the Beis HaMikdash would conduct Matan B'seiser. The people who gave didn't know who was receiving, and the people receiving didn't know who gave them, and this avoided a very, very public embarrassment. Lishkas HaKelim, what was the purpose of the room for the Kelim? So the Mishnah says, Kol Mishu Misnadev Kli, anybody who wanted to donate a Keli to be used for Bedek HaBayis, for maintenance and repair. What would he do? Zarkor L'Soichas, so he would toss the Keli into this room. Once every 30 days, the Gizbarin, the treasurers, would open up this room, and they would go in and they would see what kind of kelim were thrown in here. Any keli that they found that could actually be used for maintenance and repair, for example, an axe or a hammer, so that could actually be used for maintenance and repair. Manichinoise, they would set it aside to be used for that purpose. Vahashaar, but any other kalim that remained, nimkarin, they would be sold. Udemeya noiflum lishkas lebedek habayis. And the proceeds of the sale would go towards bedek habayis.